The big inflation news of the day is from the world of wholesale. We'll explain. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 11th day of August. Thanks for being here. Oh, by the way, day two of the Great Iowa State Fair. In other news headlines, Sam Brinkman-Fried is sent to jail today. We'll share why. Speaking of jail time, defrauding COVID-19 dollars landed an Indiana woman in jail. Demand for the latest muscle car from Ford is roaring. More companies are ditching DEI efforts. More bosses are regretting the decision to work from the office. No, really. We've got the Wall Street Report, and when it comes to back-to-school spending, you are rocking it in retail. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Programming note, we are back on the air with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL, noon on Sunday. Want to hook up with us on Twitter or X? We can be found at IOB_NewsHour, or on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, the report sent some shockwaves through Wall Street as the Labor Department released the Producer Price Index that follows wholesale inflation, or what producers are paying for goods before they get to you, the consumer. July's number was up and posted an 0.8% inflation. That was surprising, given the fact that June, the Producer Price Index gained only 0.2%. On a month-to-month basis, producer prices rose 0.3% from June to July, up from no change from May to June. Last month's increase was the biggest since January. So what drove the numbers? An increase in service prices, especially for management of investment portfolios, drove the month-to-month increase in wholesale inflation. Wholesale meat prices also rose sharply in July. By all accounts, inflation has been reduced. However, we're still a long way from reaching the Fed's 2% target level, and that was what rattled Wall Street on Friday. Wall Street closed out Friday mixed, with the Dow gaining while the NASDAQ and S&P 500 fell. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. On Friday, the founder of FTX, Sam Brinkman-Fried, was ordered to jail after the judge in the case was convinced that he tried to tamper with witnesses against him. The Associated Press is reporting that U.S. District Judge Lewis A. Kaplan ordered Brinkman-Fried's bail revoked after prosecutors said he tried to harass a key witness in his fraud case last month when he showed a journalist her private writings, and in January when he reached out to the general counsel for FTX with an encrypted communication. His lawyers insisted that he shouldn't be jailed for trying to protect his reputation against a barrage of unfavorable news stories. A defense lawyer said an appeal of the incarceration order would be filed and asked for an immediate stay of the order. The 31-year-old has been under house arrest at his parents' home in Palo Alto, California, since his December extradition from the Bahamas on charges that he defrauded investors in his businesses and illegally diverted millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency from customers using his FTX exchange. How about jail story number two? And yeah, she got caught. The Associated Press is reporting that a federal judge has sentenced an Indiana woman to 5.5 years in prison in connection with a COVID-19 unemployment fraud scheme that cost state and federal government agencies almost $5.5 million. U.S. District Judge Tanya Walton Pratt sentenced 28-year-old Owatobi Seaton and the judge also ordered her to pay $4.3 million in restitution. According to prosecutors, Seaton and partners in Nigeria obtained people's identities and then used them to open Go Bank accounts and debit cards. They then would apply for unemployment benefits in different states using the stolen identities and had the money deposited into the fraudulent accounts. She kept a portion of the money for herself and sent the rest to her partners in Nigeria. Seaton had more than 1,400 Go Bank cards and 10 driver's licenses with different names when she was arrested. Well, forget what you heard about the end of the muscle car era. The Ford Motor Company is being inundated with orders for the Ford Mustang 486-horsepower V8. New versions of the Mustang muscle car will begin shipping out next week, and more than two-thirds of the orders include the big 5-liter V8 engine. Demand for roaring engines remains strong in an era when Detroit automakers are starting to phase out the rumbling gas burners and transition to electric vehicles in order to meet strict government emissions and fuel economy requirements. There are about 13,000 U.S. orders for the 2024 Mustang, says Ford, which can also be equipped with a 4-cylinder turbocharged engine. Of those orders, however, 67% have the muscle car V8, and more than a quarter of the people seeking that Mustang want the 6-speed manual transmission. Vroom, vroom. Price, by the way, for the new muscle car, starting at a cool $69,000. Well, this is a story about when hiring becomes political. More and more companies are ditching their diversity, equity, and inclusion hiring practices in the face of the Supreme Court's decision to prohibit colleges from admitting students solely based on their race. Over a dozen Republican attorney generals have sent letters to Fortune 100 CEOs warning them not to consider race as a factor during the already complex hiring process. Savvy Dime, yes, that is a real publication, is reporting that Catherine Minshew, co-founder and CEO of The Muse, believes that corporations are making a big mistake. Here's what she said, quote, "We have been hearing from many of our job seekers and employers alike how frustrated they are that many companies have been seemingly backing away from diversity commitments that they've made in the last couple of years," end quote. The poll conducted on The Muse indicated that 60% of people claim to have noticed their organizations retreating from diversity commitments. More than a third of users said that their employer put a strong emphasis on diversity during the initial job interview and then failed to produce any significant DEI efforts upon being hired. While many companies were once eager to present themselves as progressive through the false promise of DEI efforts, actually implementing diversity practices requires significant effort and funding. The financial commitment may be a notable reason why some companies have been guilty of diversity ditching. A shocking 80% of bosses regret earlier work-to-the-office plans. CNBC is reporting that after 3 years of haphazard plans for getting workers back at their desks, the return-to-office movement has entered a phase of remorse. A whopping 80% of bosses regret their initial return-to-office decisions and say they would have approached their plans differently if they had a better understanding of what their employees wanted. All this according to new research from Envoy. Envoy interviewed more than 1,000 U.S. company executives and workplace managers who work in person at least one day a week. Some leaders lamented the challenge of measuring the success of in-office policies, while others said it's been hard to make long-term real estate investments without knowing how employees might feel about being in the office weeks or even months from right now. On Friday, Wall Street ended the week mixed. The Dow gained 105 points to close at 35,281, while the Nasdaq fell by 93 points to end the session at 13,644, and the S&P 500 was off by 4 points to finish the week at 4464. Both the Nasdaq and S&P 500 suffered a straight second weekly decline as hotter-than-expected U.S. producer prices pushed Treasury yields higher and sank rate-sensitive mega-cap growth stocks. It was the first time this year that the Nasdaq notched two weekly losses in a row. And by the way, West Texas Intermediate crude was up by 22 cents to close out Friday at $83.04 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is about you rocking retail when it comes to back-to-school spending. According to the National Retail Federation, college students and their families are projected to spend a record amount this year on back-to-school shopping, about $1,367 per person. And that's a 40% increase from just 4 years ago. Retailers say social media plays a large part in the boom, with teens drawing inspiration from dorm decoration videos on TikTok. The trend could boost stores like Target, Walmart, and Kohl's, which have seen consumers spending less lately on big ticket and discretionary items and more on experiences. One college housing administrator suggested that parents are also shelling out on dorm decor to help their kids make up for several years of interrupted and online learning during the pandemic. Back-to-school shopping for all ages is expected to top $41 billion. That is also a record. Now you know, and that's a wrap. Thanks so much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day, Sunday through Friday. Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.